Welcome to the Social University Podcast. We are so glad you're joining us today because we want to help business owners, entrepreneurs, and people just like you who want to build their business online. Listen, if we can do it, you can do it. So let's go.
I love social media. I do, but it has made it very difficult for a lot of people to maintain their mental health. It has. It's hard to stay neutral. It's hard not to compare. It's difficult not to have FOMO. FOMO is a real thing. It's fear of missing out. And it's a real issue that a lot of people have. It refers to the feeling or the perception that others are having more fun than you, living better lives than you, experiencing better things than you are. And it really comes back to a deep sense of envy, and it has a tremendously negative impact on your self-esteem. And I think social media has a tendency to impact this in a negative way because it makes all this information accessible immediately so that you can literally, like, even if you're homesick and you could see pictures that people are posting from a party you missed, instant FOMO. It's a real thing. So today, May is Mental Health Month. So today we're going to talk about how to set limits and get rid of that FOMO and really stay healthy while you're online. And we're going to start with kind of the personal side, but we're going to get to the business side because I think as business owners, a lot of times you put yourself in a position that other people don't have to worry about. Let's just go ahead and dive in. Okay. First and foremost, you really need to pay attention to your personal likes and dislikes. For example, I dislike Facebook a lot. It enrages me a lot because there's issues with hacking. There's issues with spammers and weird tagging. So in my personal time, I stay off of Facebook because it stresses me out. I know this about myself. I know it causes me to have anxiety and causes me to be irritated. So instead of putting myself through that every day, I tend to not scroll on Facebook. And if I see something that irritates me, I'll hide it or snooze it for 30 days. Because why would I put myself through all that? Now, my friends and family that I love, I will go look at their profiles and see what's going on with them. No issue doing that. But I don't want to just see this avalanche of information and news. It's overwhelming. So figure out what works for you and lean into it. You also want to be able to set boundaries and step away when necessary. I have a friend who, a former social media manager, she deleted all of her social media accounts. I get it. I do. If Facebook stresses you out, delete it, remove it from your account. You have to do what works for you. And sometimes those boundaries include just removing yourself from the temptation, you know, like not having cupcakes around you because you'll eat the cupcakes. Same thing. You can also help. It doesn't have to be cold turkey. You don't have to delete all of your accounts to step away. Sometimes it's as easy as setting boundaries that are time-based, like where you reduce your posting. And you can go, I mean, if you go look at my Facebook profile right now, I can't remember the last time I posted. I really can't. Because again, it's one of those personal boundaries that I've set because it helps me kind of stay out of that negative headspace. And you might not want to scroll. Scrolling might also have a negative impact on you. So if that's part of the boundary that you set, instead of deleting the app, if you're going to limit your use to 30 minutes a day and you're only going to go in and post and then you're going to avoid scrolling, you have to do what works for you. And you want to spend more time connecting in real life. You want to spend more time connecting in person. And everybody's got that friend who can't pay attention to what they're doing because they're worried about posting. Everybody's got that buddy. As a Gen X, loud and proud, we don't have any record of our childhood at all. Nobody took pictures of anything we did, and I'm okay with that. So as an adult, that's just not who I am. We have one of our employees takes pictures of everything. She's like our own personal historian because if she didn't do it, we wouldn't have it. That's just the way it is. So it's just be in the moment. Make those connections to real people because it will help combat that FOMO that you're experiencing on the personal side. Okay, now let's get more into the professional side. Well, okay, still on the personal side, you also want to practice your appreciation and your gratitude, which can include spending time by yourself. I think it's okay to be, of course, you want to be grateful for what you have, but I think it's okay to look up some things online or even watch a movie online or even go look at a YouTube video as long as you're not doom scrolling and it has a negative impact on your mental health. So develop that appreciation and gratitude and, you know, be prepared to be alone sometimes because it's, again, healthy. Okay, so let's look at the business side. We cannot avoid, I cannot delete all my social media apps because I own a small business. Most small business owners cannot delete all their social media apps. It's not realistic. So how do you combat it on a professional level? Well, the first thing you want to do is you want to have a realistic expectation of how long it takes you to do something. And we find this is a huge obstacle for a lot of small business owners because in their head, it'll only take about 10 minutes. Becky says, new app I like, Gamify Self-Care Fetch. Outstanding. Thank you for the recommendation. I'm sure we will have a link to this in our blog, and Becky could probably add a link to the comments here so that you can take a look at that. Thank you, Becky. I appreciate it. And we're going to do apps and online mental health later this month. If you want to check that out, we can add it to that list as well so you can get more information. But you have to know how long it takes you. If you think it's going to take you 30 minutes and it actually takes you 2 hours, resentment will build in a very negative way so that you'll get to the point where you hate it and you just, I don't even want to deal with it, which I understand. I get it. So you need to, we use a tool called Toggle, T-O-G-G-L, no E, and it times what you're doing. So if you will time what you're doing for a few weeks, you'll understand, okay, it's only supposed to take me an hour to do this specific task or invoice or whatever the task is. That way you have that realistic expectation when you sit down to actually do it and you don't have to worry about setting unrealistic expectations for yourself. I mean, come on. You also need to know what makes you money. As a small business owner, this is one of the biggest challenges I faced is focusing on what made me money and letting go of everything else. Let go of everything else. I'm going to say that again for the business owners in the back. Let go of it. You do not need to know how to write your own code to have a successful website. You do not need to know how to grow a potato in order to make great soup. You don't have to know how to wire your house to flip the light switch and have the light come on. You have to think about it comparatively. If what makes me money is going to networking events and creating a new course and promoting myself online, I need to focus on that, which means I don't need to reinvent the wheel trying to figure out how to do my own accounting. I hate doing accounting. I hate it a lot. So I have a bookkeeper who I love a lot because she does that stuff that makes me crazy. Lean into it. Now, can I do it? Yeah. And I did the first few years that I was in business and it made me miserable and I hated it. And doing my taxes became this gargantuan chore that made me sick to my stomach. There's just no need for all that. Do what makes you money and let the rest of it go. It will save your mental health in a big way. And if you need help, recognize you need help. Again, let's go back to the accounting thing. Not my jam. I don't like it. I'm not great at it. I recognized that I needed help and I handed it over to a big bookkeeper. This is also true with social media. If you're not good at it or you hate it, don't do it. That's exactly what our team does. We can post for you or manage it for you so that you don't have to worry about it. That's part of our tagline. We remove the stress and the irritation from social media so you can have an easier life. Focus on what makes you money. Again, that's exactly what we're here for. So creative, you also want to create automation and process wherever you can, because again, that will streamline your online presence. So if you're getting the same question on Facebook over and over and over, you can pre-craft a response or 10 responses so that when you go in or whoever's managing your messenger goes in, they pick the correct response and they click and it's pasted. You don't always have to copy paste. You don't always have to be online. And automation, especially automatic replies, are going to help that a lot. You also probably want to reevaluate your platforms and eliminate what isn't working. Okay, what do I mean by that? I mean, there are, 10 platforms now that you could spend literally hours a day on. Don't do that. Figure out what works for you, what helps you, what makes money for you, what sends people to your website, what drives your traffic, and focus on that one or two platforms. You do not have to be all things to all people. You don't have to be on Twitter. You don't. Now, if that's your primary platform, okay, give up a different platform, Pinterest or LinkedIn. Do what works for you. Now, again, that doesn't necessarily apply to our company because we are a social media company. So we do need to have presence on multiple platforms, and that's fine. However, most small business owners don't need to be on more than two platforms, three max. It is what it is. So instead of trying to run around like a chicken with your head cut off, focus on what makes you money and just do that and let the rest of it go. Be like Elsa, let that go. You also, a little bit of preparation goes a long way. So if you don't have a content calendar, I highly recommend that you get a content calendar. We have a free one on our website. If you go to our website, yoursocialyou.com, you can see it behind me over my shoulder. A pop-up's going to pop up and it'll ask if you want the free download. Happy to share that with you. Planning ahead avoids prevents stress, because nothing is more stressful to me than, oh my gosh, it's 2 o'clock and I'm supposed to have that done at 4 and I'm not anywhere close. You can't do that with social media. Consistency is so critical for your online success. You can't be caught in the moment and continue to plan last minute. That's really not a plan. That's reacting last minute. So by having a content calendar in place and having that in place, not only does it help your stress level and your mental health, it helps your time because you can streamline it. It is a lot easier to make 4 testimonials once than to make 4 testimonials one at a time. Huge time saver. And if you know what's coming up and you know what you have to have prepared, you can streamline. You also want to have a crisis plan in place. What happens if? What do we do when? How do we react to? You need to know that beforehand so that if it happens in real time, you can fix it without panicking about the plan first. So if you're an online retailer, you need to know what your protocols are. If you have a customer who posts a negative review that's true, who posts a negative review that's not true, or is not a customer and posts a negative review, you need to have action plans for all of these things so that you can take care of it without having to take time to figure out what you're going to do. You also need to verify your current systems in place. And that kind of goes back to our automation. Automation is great if it works. So now that I've told everybody to go download our free content calendar, if it didn't work, if that link was broken, that's problematic for me. It might be our first exchange, the first time you go to our website and check that out. And if it doesn't work, you may never come back. It's important to know that the automation you have set up works. So periodically, quarterly, you want to check those links and check that process and make sure it still works for you. And we change processes. I mean, sometimes you have to. Okay, we tried it this way and this didn't work, so we're going to do it this way. When new apps show themselves, when new processes that are more streamlined show themselves, listen to that. Schedule your posts. You should not be in the moment every single time you have to go online and create a post. That planning ahead, that content calendar, that scheduling your content, it helps you so much. I am shocked again at how many business owners will just kind of fly by the seat of their pants. And I get it. I did it for a while. I've been there. So planning ahead and scheduling your posts. And now that LinkedIn is finally in this century, and that they were the last holdout where you had to have a third party integration to schedule, they're on board. So you don't have to worry about that anymore. Schedule your stuff. And you want to maintain, of course, healthy habits, including limiting your comment response time. We have had videos that have gone super viral, and I could have spent literally 8 hours responding to comments. It's not healthy. Do what you can do and let it go. If that means, yes, you do want to try to respond to every comment and every DM, and that's great. But if you have a video that goes, or if you have anything that goes super viral, you can only respond to what you can respond to. And again, if you can't do it, you can always farm it out. That's what we're for. So maintain your health, maintain your boundaries, because if you burn out, who's going to run your business? You know, you've got to be available to do that. Okay. Next week, we will be back and we're going to talk about resource roundup, online and local mental health resources. I'm big on the online resources and I love free stuff. So we're going to focus on a lot of free stuff, apps that will help you meditate and calm and strategize and schedule and plan. All of that really contributes to your mental health. So join us next week for that. And the week after that, what are we doing the week after that? Let me go look. We are going to talk about digital detoxing and why it's important to unplug sometimes. And the last week of the month, we are going to do a live Q&A. So you can come in here and ask me anything you want. And I'm for it. Doesn't have to be about Facebook. It doesn't have to be about mental health. It can be about anything you want to know. And we'll talk about it. So join me again, same bat time, same bat channel next week. Until that time, I am Karen Tarradas with Social U, and I'm here to help. Thanks.
Thanks for joining us for the Social University podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to follow us on all of our social media at Stay Social U. That's the letter U, and we will talk to you next week. Remember, you've got this.